Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. V'chesed Hashem Aleinu, and the chesed is just indescribable. We are now on the fifth shiur on the topic of the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores, discussing the psukim that the Torah says, Al b'sar adam lo yisach u'maskut lo sasu kamo kodesh u'kodesh yelachem. That's the pasuk that it says regarding the Shemen HaMishcha. And as we explained, when it says in the pasuk, Al b'sar adam lo yisach, you are not allowed to take the Shemen HaMishcha, and you are not allowed to anoint it on the flesh of a person. You're not allowed to use it for your own personal anointing pleasure. And that parallels the end of the pasuk, Kodeshu, because it's Kodesh, you're not allowed to use it for your own self. And then Vayter, the pasuk says, Uvimaskunto lo sasu kamohu. And you're not allowed to make the same formula. In other words, first the pasuk talks about the Esim Shemen HaMishcha, Abbasar Adam Lo Yisach, now talks about the preparation. You're not allowed to prepare it the same formula, you're not allowed to prepare your own Shemen HaMishcha, which uses the same formula as the classical Shemen HaMishcha, as the Mikdash Shemen HaMishcha. So that parallels the end of the pasuk of Kodesh Yelechem, because the pasuk ends, Kodeshu, Kodesh Yelechem. So the Kodeshu, it's holy, and therefore, Abbasar Adam Lo Yisach. That's the Reisha of the Pasuk. So the Reisha of the Sefer refers to the Reisha of the Reisha. And then the Maskunta Lo Sasu Kamohu, and it's in the same measure, you shouldn't make it for yourselves. Same formula, same amount. So then Kodesh Yelechem, that's the Sefer of the Sefer. So the Sefer of the Reisha of Maskunta Lo Sasu Kamohu. That parallels the end of the Pasuk of Kodesh Yehiyeh Lachem. Since it's a Kodesh, so Mimela, the hachana is kodesh, and memela you can't make it for your own purposes. Maskud l'asu kamo, because it has to be for kodesh. It has to be l'shamayim. So it has to be prepared l'shamayim, miyuchad l'shamayim. That's the way we explain in a great length. This again, this is the this is our fifth offering. So with Baruch Hashem, siyata d'shmaya, we've already said a lot, but we still have so much more to say. Rabbi say so much more. Gevaldik, gevaldik. So that's as far as the Shemen HaMishcha goes. And the Shemen HaMishcha, Ha'inyan is that it's a din in the hachana. The hachana has to be l'shamayim, and not memela, not for your own mundane secular purposes. So that's a din in the hachana of the Shemen HaMishcha. By the Ketores, we saw a similar but different pasuk. The Ketores shel asher taseh b'maskunta lo sasu lachem kodesh tiyeh lecha l'shem. So the Ketores, that you make the amount of the, you're now going to make the same, also the same formula of Ketores. And Kodesh Tielchem, Tielcha, which we explained to me, it should be holy for you, meaning it's for your purposes. What do you mean it's for your purposes? Because it's going to bring you kapara. It's a great thing, Ketores, it stops death. It's a great skula. And Memela, since it's holy for you, you have to make it Lashem. But here, the din is not in the hachana. That's in Kodesh Yeh Lachem. Lachem, when you prepare it, so make sure that it's Kodesh. And not for your own mundane purposes. And by the Ketores, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat of the Ketores is Kodesh Tiyeh Lecha. Since it's holy for you, and it's going to bring Kapar Memela, you have to make sure it's Lashem, that it's for Hashem. And that's not a din in the hachana. That's a din in the Tachas HaKetores. The Ketores has to be Lashem. And Memela, you have to make, the hachana has to be, you have to prepare it, you have to prepare the Ketores for Hashem. But the reason you have to prepare it for holy purposes is only because the Ketores can't end up being unholy. The Ketores has to end up being holy. The means for that, the Echetimsi, is that it should be prepared in holiness. Whereas by the Shemen HaMishcha, the Etzem Din is that it has to be prepared in holiness. Okay? So that's the Betamtzis part of what we learned. And in the previous year, we ended up with the Kasha of how you know that it's Me'akev. We answered a number of kashas in the previous year. We also had the kasha of how you know that it's ma'akev, that the Shemen HaMishcha, right, is the Raman Paskins, that that making it Bakodesh is ma'akev. We saw the Gemara that talks about the Ketores. And what does it say about the Ketores? It says about the Ketores that how do you know that that it has to be prepared in the Kodesh. In other words, you have to, the Gemara says that you have to prepare it in a holy place, in the Azara. And then strangely enough, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Kodesh Hi Kodesh Tiyelachem, which is the Pasuk Kodeshu, Kodesh Yelachem, which is the pasuk that it says by the Shemen HaMishcha. So why do we bring a Shemen HaMishcha Dika pasuk to tell you about the Ketores? So as we explain, we're talking here about the preparation, right? And only by the Shemen HaMishcha there's a special din in the preparation, that you have to make it L'Shamayim and Mele Tzasser, that it's not L'Shamayim. It has to be made in holiness. So it has to be made in holiness, so that but, and the Torah is only the Tachlis, that it comes out to be holy. But the Hachana, here we're talking about the Hachana. So therefore, since we're talking here in the Shem and Ish talking about the Hachana, and we want to learn that the Torah has to be made in the holy, so you have to learn from Shem and HaMishcha. Because by Ketores, there's no din in the Hachana. The Hachana is just a means for the end, for the Tachlis. So we really derive from Shem and HaMishcha. But as we saw, Shem and HaMishcha is not Afgamina. That hasn't made in the holy, because anyway it's puzzle after the time of Moshe, like we saw in Tosfos. But it has to be derived from Shem and Rishon, because there's a special din in the Hachana. And then we also answer the Kasha of the Achronim, Sosemes, Meshech Chochma, the great Chassid, the great Litvak from the same door. So they right, Sosemes, Meshech Chochma, talking about the Gedol Eolo, right? Since all of the Maisa, Shem and HaMishcha, and Victorious have to be Bakoidesh, so how did Bezalel make the Shem and HaMishcha and Victorious? There was no Kodesh. And the answer is that the whole din is that the Hachana has to be made Bakoidesh, because, in other words, it's not a din that if it's not Bakoidesh, it's no good. It really emerges from the din that it has to be prepared by Kedusha. And when Meiler comes out that if it's not prepared to be Kedusha, so then it's no good. But when it can't be prepared Kedusha, meaning because it's, there is no Mikdash, there is no Mishkan yet, so Meiler, it's enough to be considered prepared by Kodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to make it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you to make Kodesh, when there's Mishkan. In the meantime, there is no Kodesh, so that's Kodesh, enough Kodesh that Hashem told you. And then Vayter, once you have the Kodesh, then you make it there. We saw the case of Mishnah that says that since it says Kodesh twice, right, by the Shem and HaMishcha, it says Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelechem. So it says Kodesh twice. So that is how you get that it's Ma'akev. The only problem is, first of all, the case of Mishnah himself doesn't say that Shana Lava Kasev La'akev. And second of all, maybe you need the two Kodeshes for something else. One Kodesh for you need clay Kodesh. You have to prepare it in something holy, in a holy clay. And also you have to prepare it inside the Azar. So how do you know that it's Ma'akev? And not only that, but the Kesemish himself brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Achina says that Havayasa is Kodesh. And as he brings in the Yerushalmi, you don't learn it from the twice that it says Kodesh, but it says Havaya. It says Kodesh Yiyah. So this is Kodesh Yiyah. So what does it mean Kodesh Yiyah? Kodesh Yiyah Lechem. That it's Havaya has to be Kodesh. But you have to repair it B'Kedusha. But then we want to know how do you get that that's Ma'akev? How does that teach us that it's Ma'akev? Well, it teaches us that it has to be prepared by Kodesh, but it doesn't teach us Ma'akev. So now we understand. What's the Morka that is Likuva? Rabbi Yosef Chanina brings the Reish of the Pasuk also. Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelechem. That's the Gemara we had in Krisus, and the Vav and Ralph. Say the Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Domer, Kodesh Hu. Really, it's Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelechem. So, why do we bring the Reish of the Pasuk? Why does Rebbe bring the Reish of the Pasuk? The Reish of the Pasuk is talking about the Etzem Hashem. When it says Kodesh Hu, it's talking about the Shem in itself. It's talking about the Shem in itself. It's not talking about the Hachan of the Shemen. when it says the end of the pasuk kodesh yelachem, that is talking about the hachana of the shemen. So when you want to tell me that the hachana has to be by kodesh, so just tell me kodesh yelachem. Why do you have to say kodesh hu? That kol maaseh lo yelo by kodesh. So that's the question. Again, we're talking about the Shemen HaMishcha, but we derive from Xerusha, we also derive to the Ketores. So the Gemara here is learning Ketores. We're just bringing the Shemen HaMishcha Pasuk, because we explain, since the Shemen HaMishcha was Din and HaChana, we also learn from there to the Ketores. We have to bring the Shemen HaMishcha Pasuk, because there it's Din and HaChana, whereas the Ketores, it's just the Din and the Tachlis HaKetores has to be for holy. But the Shemen HaMishcha HaChana, we're talking about the HaChana, so you bring a Shemen HaMishcha Pasuk, Mamela, you derive to the Ketores, as we explained in the previous year. So why then, again, do we bring the Kodeshi, the Reish of the Sefer, when all we need is Kodeshi Elachem, the Sefer of the Sefer, which tells us the Hachana has to be by Kodesh, the Asi has to be by Kodesh. So the answer is, from the Pasuk of Kodeshi Elachem, you can only learn the Mitzvah, you can't learn Leikuvah. How do you get Leikuvah? So in that, Yosef Bechanina brings Kodeshi Elachem is a Hemshech of what it says Kodesh Hu. In other words, what's being said over here? Shenemar Bezeh, Sheoto Kodesh, Sheishno B'Shemen HaMishcha Atzmo, the same Kodesh that you have with the Shemen HaMishcha itself, that you anoint yourself with the Shemen HaMishcha, and it's holy, you have to anoint yourself with the holy Shemen HaMishcha, so also the Asiyah has to be in holiness. And Mimela we see from this, that Kishem Shekodesh Zeh Likuva, in the Reish is it Likuva? Is the fact that the Shemen HaMishcha has to be holy, is that Likuva? Avadiyo? Bevadai Sheken. It's definitely Likuva. So Memela in the Sefer also, when it says Kodesh Yelachem, that's also Likuva. That's also Ma'akev. Harekenu gam b'siyato, shemuar b'pesuk shugam kein b'chal Kodesh, d'shemen ha'mishcha. So just like in the Reisha of the Sefer, it's Likuva. Just like the Reisha of Likuva, right? The Kodesh was going on the Reisha of the Reisha. What's the beginning of the Pasuk? That don't anoint yourself with this holy oil. So that not anoint yourself with this holy oil, Abasar Adam lo yisach what? The holy oil. Why? Because it's kodesh, because it's holy. And so that's the kuva that it's holy, that the oil is holy that you're anointing yourself with. And memelu maskuto lo sasu kamohu. That's also going to be likuva. That's also likuva. Kodesh yalechem. Kodesh u kodesh yalechem. That's also likuva. And therefore, you need these two kodeshes. It's gavalik. If you listen to the previous year, it's mamish medav tansanoif and dach. You have the dance on the roof. That's why you get it from the two kodeshes. We had asked, you get it from the two kodeshes. Then how come the kesef mishnah doesn't say because shana lava kasev la'akev? And also you can't say shana lava kasev la'akev because you need the kodesh for different things. Right, one kodesh is don't make it in a kli kodesh, and the other one is make it in a makom kodesh. So how do you get the shana lava kasev la'akev? The answer is not shana lava kasev la'akev. All the kesef mishnah said is that it says twice kodesh. And what do you get from the fact that it says twice kodesh? Not the shana lava kasev la'akev that by kodeshim when it says it twice it's ma'akev. You get a different for it. You get that it says it twice, meaning that since the first kodesh is ma'akev, that also teaches you the second kodesh is la'akev. Shena kavana mitzad shana lava kosev la'akev. Ela kavanai, shemima shekatuv shnei pamayim kodesh. So you see that the second kodesh is included in the first kodesh. And that's machweich ikuva. It must be that it's ma'akev. Because just like the first kodesh is ma'akev, that when you anoint yourself, you have to anoint yourself with the holy oil, that's ma'akev. So to the second kodesh is ma'akev. What does it mean the second kodesh is ma'akev? What does it mean the second kodesh is ma'akev? It means that also, the hachana, when you do the hachana, that hachana is also ma'akev. That it has to be for, it has to be done in a holy place. Right? Because the second part of the pasuk says, don't make that, maskunta lo sakuma was talking about the hachana. Don't make the same, don't make the same mixture of herbs to make this oil, right, for yourself. Don't make the same matkonet, the same amount. So that's talking about the hachana, and that's the end of the pasuk of Kodesh Yelachem. It should be holy for you. And therefore you can't make it for yourself. So, just like the first Kodesh is Likuva, meaning that Abasar Adam Lo Yisach, don't anoint yourself Why? Why don't anoint yourself? Because this is Kodesh, because it's holy. So it's definitely ma'akev that it should be holy, right? The Shem and the Mishkan should be holy is ma'akev. So too, when it says in the end of the pasuk, don't make maskonto latsu komo, and then Kodesh Yelachem, which is the parallel, right? The Sefer of the Sefer, referring to the Sefer of the Reisha. The Sefer of the Reisha is that it should, don't make the same amount. Don't make the same measure of the Shem and the Mishkan for yourself. That's talking about the Hachana. So Mimela, when it says in the end, Kodesh Yelachem, from there you learn that it has to be done by Kodesh. It has to be done in a holy place with a holy Kli. And how do you know that it's Ma'akev? Because of twice. Not because twice, because Shana Labakas Laka, when it says it twice, it's Ma'akev. Because just like the first Kodesh is Ma'akev, that the Shem and Mishkan has to be holy, so to the Hachana has to be done in a holy place. So that's Gevaldik. And that's the Afusa, Resurchin in Yerushalmi. Right, that he says it's Kodesh Hu, that the Havaya, it says they're Havaya, but the Heiliger, Karmenedah says that the correct year is Havayasa, that the Havaya should be Kodesh. It's not Mimashmo is HaKosuv, it's who says that's Ma'akev. And not only that, according to the Girsa that we have, Hava Asa B'Kodesh. What does that have to do with the creation of it? And also when it says in the Pasuk Kodesh, right, even when it says Kodesh Hu, so when it says Kodesh Hu, that's talking about the Etzem Shem and Mishcha. So where do you get from Kodesh Hu that the Havaya should be B'Kodesh? And again, if the gear says hava asa, certainly not. I mean, the bringing of it. What does that have to do with the preparation? We're trying to learn the Yerushalmi, trying to learn that the preparation has to be in a holy place. So where do you get that from Kodesh Hu? So the answer is that shekevan shebemshech leKodesh Hu. What does it say is the Hemshech of Kodesh Hu? It says Kodesh Yelachem Shekanit Ba'er Al Asiyat HaMairi. Remember, the end is talking about the Asiyah. So when it says Kodesh Hu, it's referring not only to the Shemen itself, it's also referring to the Asiyas Hashem. In other words, after the Pasuk was Megala, Kodesh Yelachem, what does Kodesh Yelachem teach us? Kodesh Yelachem is included in Kodesh Hu. Right? It's in the same Pasuk. And they both have to be done, right, with holiness. In other words, the preparation has to be done with holiness. The Etzem Shemen has to be holy. And therefore the preparation also has to be holy. So just like Kodesh Hu is Likuva, so the Havaya, which is included in Kodesh, and this Kodesh is also Likuva. Right, because it says Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelechem. So the Havaya, the bringing it into being, which is Kodesh Yelechem, is included in the Kodesh Hu. It's just like the Kodesh Hu, that it's holy, so too, Kodesh Yelechem Behavaya is going to be in holiness. Now, where do you learn from? You learn from Kodesh Hu. That's where the Yerushalmi learns from. It says Yerushalmi Kodeshim and Kodesh Hu. Right? That the Havaya, that's talking about the Etzem Hashem. The Etzem Hashem is holy. But we have a Gilui that the end of the Pasuk is included to all the same Pasuk. It's all talking about the same Kedusha, the Shem and HaMishcha. Which is just like Kodesh Hu. Kodesh Hu includes not only the Etzem HaShemen, it also is going to tell us something about the Asiyas HaShemen. Because the Asiyas HaShemen of Kodesh Yelechem is included in the Kodesh Hu. So in the Mela we can learn that the Kodesh Hu is Likuva. That you have to make it, you have to prepare it in a holy place. Again, the Kodesh, he was referring to the Hachanas Hashem. Not to the Hachanas, to the Etzem Hashem. That Etzem Hashem is holy. The only thing is that Kodesh Yelechem, that's referring to the not making the Maskonis. The Maskonis, when you make the Shem, you have to prepare it for Kedusha. But now we have a Gilui that from Kodesh Yelechem, that the Asiyah is also Kodesh. Ah, the Asiyah is also Kodesh. So now we can learn from Kodesh Hu, from that Lashon of Kodesh Hu, that its Havaya should be by Kodesh. That it also has to be, that the preparation has to be in holy, it has to be in a holy place. Not only the preparation has to be the Shem, you know, the Shem Shemayim, but also that it has to be in a holy place, as is implied by Kodesh Hu, that the Havaya, the Hu, it, that the coming into being has to be by Kodesh, in a holy place. And just like Kodesh Hu is Likuva, that the Shem and Amishra has to be holy, so to the Kodesh Hu, that the Havayaso will be by Kodesh, is also Likuva. And Mimela, it comes out that the limud of the Yerushalmi and what the Kesef Mishnah says is really one and the same. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi learns from Kodesh Hu. It's Mashmei Kuva. And the Kesef Mishnah says Mashmei from the fact that it says twice, Kodesh, you learn Likuva. But it's really saying the same thing. Because what is this? What is what when he says that it says twice Kodesh, what does that mean? It means that the second Kodesh is included in the first Kodesh. Just like the first Kodesh has to be holy, so too the second Kodesh is holy. Meaning the Hachana has, just like the Shemen itself is holy, so too the Hachana has to be in holiness. That's the, that it says it twice. And what does the Yerushalmi say? Essentially, the Yerushalmi is saying the same thing. The Yerushalmi is saying, you learn from Kodesh Hu that the preparation has to be in holiness. Where do you get that from? Because the second part of the Pasuk is talking about the preparation. Kodesh Yelechem. But who says that the coming into being, not only that you have to do it L'Shem Shemayim, that's Kodesh Yelechem, that Maskonte, that has to be, you can't make it for yourself, you have to make it L'Shem Shemayim. But where do you get that it has to be also in a Makom Kadosh, in a Kli Kadosh, that you get from Kodesh Hu? From the first Kodesh. What does that have to do with the bringing into being that Kodesh Hu is talking about the Etzem Shemen has to be holy? The answer is that this, we have a Gilui after the second Kodesh, Kodesh Yelechem, since it's stated in the same Pasuk. So we have a Gilui that second Kodesh is now included in the first Kodesh. And what does the second Kodesh tell us? The second Kodesh is talking about the Achana. So Mela, when you learn from the first Kodesh, Kodesh Hu, that Havayaso should be Kodesh, meaning that it's come to being in a Kli Kodesh, in a Makom Kodesh, so that's going to be Likuva. Just like the Etzem Shemen, that it's holy is Likuva. So it's really also from the fact that it says it twice. If it would have only said it once, then we would have said that Mehechitesi, that it's talking Bechal about the bringing the Shem, about the creation of the Shemen. The Pasuk is not talking about the creation of the first one. The Pasuk is only talking about Because it's not talking about the creation of Shemen, we're talking about the Etzem Hashem in the Reisha. But in the Sefer of the Pasuk, of Kodesh Yelechem, that's talking about the formulation of the Shem, creation of the Shem. So we have a Gilui, once they're written in the same Pasuk, that the second part, formulation, is included in the first part of Kodesh Hu. So just like the Kodesh Hu, that it has to be holy is Likuva, so the Kodesh Yelechem is Likuva, the preparation, which includes, again, once B is included in A, so now you can also learn from A, from Kodesh Hu, Havayaso should be B'Kodesh. That it should come to being B'Kodesh, in a Klei Kodesh, in a Makom Kodesh. And it has to be Likuva, just like the Kodesh Hu is Likuva, that the Etzem HaShemen has to be holy, that the Shemen HaMishri use has to be holy. So to the Kodesh Hu, that Havaya should be Kodesh, that it should come to being in a holy place, in a holy Kli, that's also Makiv. And you get it from the fact that it says it twice, because the second Kodesh is now included in the first Kodesh. Because the Kodesh Yelechem is talking about the creation of the Shemen. So Mela, now you can also learn from the first part, from the Kodesh Hu, which is talking about the Etzem HaShemen, that the Shemen HaMishchel should be holy, and therefore you can't anoint it on yourself. So that's Ma'akev, that the Etzem HaShemen HaMishchel is holy. And Mela, the creation of the Shemen HaMishchel also has to be holy, so we can learn from the first Kodesh Hu that Havayaso should be by Kodesh. So we'd ask in the Kesef Mishnah, how can you say that it says it twice? That's how you know it's Ma'akev, and then quote the Yerushalmi. That it's Ma'akev because Shtehavayasa B'Kodesh. These two separate things. The answer is no, it's one and the same. Because what the Yerushalmi is saying is that since it says it twice, Memela B, when it says the creation should be in holiness, is included in A, in Kodesh Hu. And just like Kodesh Hu is Likuva, so you can learn from Kodesh Hu, B'Havayasa Tehe, that it should be Havayasa B'Kodesh, that it should be created in a holy place. And that's also going to be Likuva, just like the Etzem HaShemen has to be holy as Likuva. So saying that it says it twice and saying and quoting the Yerushalmi is one and the same, because that's how the Yerushalmi derives its gets its limit also. Yudhacha Kodesh was talking about the Etzem Hashem and is holy. How do you get that? You have to create it in a holy place. The answer is because we have a gilui from the fact that it says the second time Kodesh Yalechem, it's talking about the creation of the Shemen, the formation of the Shemen. So that's now included in A in Kodesh Hu. Kodesh Hu is Likuva, so to Kodesh Yalechem is Likuva. And the Rambam paskins that it's Likuva, because that's the way the Stam of the Gemara paskins, because even though we have in the Yerushalmi another opinion, we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that it says Kodeshu, that it comes from Shumas HaLishka, you have to derive from Shumas HaLishka. And therefore you don't derive that it has to be made in a holy place. But Al Kopanim, he would agree to the Etzem HaDin, because the Pasuk does say that U'maskunt lo tzuya kamo, lo tasu kamo, and then Kodeshu Kodeshi Elachem. So it should be holy for you, and everybody would agree to that. In other words, the pasuk does end off Kodesh Yelachem, which is referring to the Hachana, so it has to be done by Kodesh. So even the opinion that it has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka, Shteibam Trumas HaLishka, would agree that it also has to be done by Kodesh. It's not Ma'akev. It's Rabbi Yishuv and Levin Yerushalmi. So how do we pass from Yosef Rechanina? Because the stem of the Bavli. Because Bavli says Kodesh Hu. And what did he learn from there? He learns from there that Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh. That all of its Maisim are B'Kodesh. So what do you learn from there? You learn Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelechem, Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh. In other words, from the fact that he quotes, the Gemara quotes, quoting Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, both the Reisha and the Sefer of the Pasuk, of the Sefer of the Pasuk, of Kodesh Hu and Kodesh Yelechem, Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi Kodesh, what does it mean? What does it mean? All of its might should be Kodesh, meaning both parts. Meaning, talking about the Etzem Shemen HaMishkan has to be holy, and the preparation of it also has to be done in a holy way. The Etzem Shemen HaMishkan is holy, and therefore you're not anointed on yourself. That's Kodesh Hu. Kodeshu, and therefore Abasar Adam Lo Yisach, you're not anointed on yourself. And that's certainly the Kuva. And then Kodesh Yelechem, and the Gemara quotes that together with the Reish of the Sefer, quotes the Sefer, Kodesh Yelechem is talking about the Hachana, which proves that the Hachana is also included in the Etzem Hashem and the same Din. So just like it's in the Etzem Hashem and has to be holy, so too it's Li Kuva that the Hachana has to be done by Makom Kodesh. Not like Rabbi Shimon Levi would hold, in a Chinami it has to be, just not Ma'akev, because he learns from Kodeshu that it should come from Trumas HaLishka. He doesn't learn that the Sefer is included in the Reish. He says they're two separate things. The Reish of the Sefer and the Sefer of the Sefer. The Reish of the Sefer of Kodeshu, that's Takali Kuba. That it has to be holy. That the Shemen HaMishkan has to be holy. And then Kodesh Yelechem, it also has to be prepared, it also has to be prepared B'makom Kodesh. And Achinav, it's not Ma'akev. Because the B is not included in A. Kodesh Yelechem is not included in Kodesh Hu. But some of the Gemara in the Bavli quotes Kodesh Yelechem. And Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi Ela B'Kodesh. What do you mean Kol Maaseh Lo Kodesh? Meaning the whole thing, everything about it. I mean the Etzem Hashemen is holy, and also the preparation is holy. It's like the Etzem Hashemen has to be holy. It's Ma'akev. So to the preparation is Ma'akev, it has to be Makom Kodesh, and therefore the Rama Paskins, like Rabbi Yosi Rechanina. And that is Stama the Gemara. And that's why the Rama Paskins that way. As the Kesef Mishnah writes, it says, even though the Yerushalmi is mashma that is not makiv, but Talmud Dan the Baal is mashma that is makiv because it says Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh. So we ask, I that lashon of Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh is not a lashon of makiv, as we saw by the Pesach. Shena Pesach Nisha El Shalosh Kitos is not makiv, so you also shouldn't be makiv. The answer is no. It's not because of the lashon of Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh. As Kol Maaseh Lo Yehi B'Kodesh means both the Etzem Hashemen and the Hachana are the same din. The same din, and just like the Hachana is just like the Etzem Hashemen is likuva the Kodesh, so too the Hachana is also likuva. That it should be by Kodesh. Rabbi say, "Ani mekavesh evantem ki ze pashut." It's just awe-inspiring. This Torah, it's mamish, not normal, not shaykh, as they say in language, right? Just unbelievable. Okay, so if it's not clear, you can always feel free to contact me. Happy to clarify more. I was a mashu meod meod miyuchad, meod meod miyuchad. Rabbi, ma'ani akid lechem? Ze Torah mamash משמחת לב, משמחת לב. טוב, רבותיי, אנחנו בזה סיימנו את השיעור החמישי במספר, בסדרה הזאת, ויש המשך חשוב מאוד, לעיין בהגמרה בקריטות, ויש עוד הרבה הרבה שנשאר לנו לבאר, בעזרת השם, ואני מקווה שאנחנו נזכה. אני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בנדר. שוב, תודה רבה, וירצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא ימשיך לתת את האפשרויות הכלכליות, אם אין קמח אין תורה, שמחת חיים, מנוחת הנפש, מנוחת הגוף וכל טוב סלע. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידה, אמרה אמרה, ותאי בדלין אדם ממשיך.